"How'd you like it?" Geneve asked when it was over. I shrugged my shoulders and said, "It was all right." I was too proud to say that it was just what I needed, that I loved it, that it had moved me, and that I was hungry for more. She invited me to lunch, and after we had finished eating, asked me if I was interested in studying the Bible. I hedged. "I'd be open to sharing scriptures together, but I don't want you to teach me anything," blithely unaware of the pride it took to say something like that. She graciously agreed, yet when we opened the Bible, it was clear that for all my extensive reading over the past year and a half, I didn't understand it nearly as well as she did. As we spoke, my conscience started bothering me about the things I knew I should be putting into practice. Longing to be honest, but feeling uncomfortable at the same time, I said to her, "I think I do follow all of this, except for one area." "Your boyfriend?" she ventured. "Yes." I had gained awareness from the pastor in France that there was some sort of expectation of purity involved in following God. I mean, I knew there was this expectation if I was going to do this thing seriously. But I was also testing her. She was my age. Surely she would understand the struggle involved and let me off the hook, so to speak. But she just nodded and said, "Yeah." There was no judgment in her expression, in spite of the fact that her one word implied a challenge. I respected her for telling me the truth and appreciated that it came without judgment. It made me more willing to hear what she had to say. My boyfriend and I, were we even a couple anymore? When were we going to see each other again? Did he take the relationship as seriously as I did? The last time we had spoken on the phone, he talked about his job and how he planned to go to Spain for his next vacation. I was floored. If he could think about going anywhere else than to see me, this relationship must really have no future. But that was so hard to see after 3 years of being together. I really couldn't believe it had come to this. I was troubled and decided to write a letter breaking up with him. True, I didn't want to be with someone who didn't want to be with me. But I also hoped that he would be so horrified at the thought of losing me, he would propose marriage. So I sent the letter off, telling him when he could reach me to discuss it. I expected his call a week and a half later on a Saturday morning and told Geneve I wouldn't be going to church with her because of it. I waited for the call, beside myself with anxiety. And when the phone rang, I picked it up with trembling fingers. His starting words were encouraging. He had cried all afternoon when he read my letter. Then the floor fell out from under me as he continued,